Madmar's notebook for August 14, 2012. Well, I got my picture into the local newspaper today. I'm thinking that might actually be the first time I've been in the newspaper. We were at this tweet-up at Bubby's, this homemade ice cream parlor. There's an organized tweet-up for National Ice Cream Month. And it's the kind of thing that, I guess, it's done a lot in Hawaii, but I'm not sure how common it is elsewhere, where a bunch of us, there's maybe a couple of hundred different tweeters that kind of all know each other, more or less, and then we meet up at the drop of a hat, not all of us at the same time, maybe a dozen or two dozen will show up to any given tweet-up, just because we know our friends are going to be there, so let's hang out, kind of thing. Anyway, this time it was at Bubby's, and for whatever reason, the local newspaper decided to cover it, I guess as a, you know, something to put in the paper about social media. And I was in the background of a couple of pictures, and I think I even got my name in one of the captions. I'll post a link to the photos inside the blog post for today. But there's a paywall. If you try and read the story, you got to be a local subscriber to see it. But the deep link to the photos are free. That was kind of, I don't know, it was weird because when people, you know, tweet about you and then you respond back, it's no big deal. But getting your picture in the paper, suddenly I got people emailing me, hey, is this you? And I mean, these are all colleagues and friends, but ordinarily I don't think I'd hear from them. But I don't know, getting your picture in the paper still counts as something special, I guess. Anyway, getting on to another question that Craig put out, I don't know, about a week ago now, about YouTube channels. Let's see, I have a couple of neat channels that I've been watching on and off. The first one is Geek and Sundry, the one that Felicia Day is building up a network of podcasts, I guess. It includes Sword and Laser and the Guild and a couple other things. And the unusual thing, my favorite show out of all of them is Will Wheaton's Tabletop, where they cover a different tabletop game. You know, it's just a variety show that, you know, shows off, like, geez, it's hard to remember the name of the games now. The last one I remember was called Fiasco. And this one is a storytelling game. And with some dice, basically, people come up with a story that's built around this, like a D&D game. It's built around this setting. I don't know how you build your character, but you get a character that plays a part in the story. You have to tell the best story. And the other players give you, white dice if they like it, and red dice if they don't like it. And throughout the story, you collect your dice, and at the end of the story, the outcome is determined by rolling the dice. Positive dice, the white dice score gives you a positive ending, and red gives you a negative one. And I guess it's no surprise with a name like Fiasco, it's all meant to be downhill. But that game, you know, it really does require some creative people to play it. Just grabbing a bunch of your friends might not be that entertaining, but when Will Wheaton grabs a bunch of actors and writers and puts them all around the table and throws a camera at them, you know, it's fun. It's kind of a show that I don't know if it could be done anywhere else because the concept sounds so boring, but the execution of it was done so well. Another YouTube channel I like to watch is called Digital Rev. It's basically a camera review show based in Hong Kong, where the reviewer Kai, he has his own unique style of reviewing gear and equipment, and a lot of it he's obviously a very talented photographer, but he tries to dumb down the content, and he makes fun of a lot of the shortcomings of various pieces of gear and I guess his co-stars or co-workers. It's kind of a, I don't know if I would call it like a Tim Allen kind of a shtick, but for some reason he does remind me of Tim Allen, but he doesn't irritate me the way Tim Allen does, which is good because I do like the show, especially whenever new gear comes around and they put it through their paces. Like one of the the funniest things they've ever did when the Nikon D7000 first came out. They got a brand new body, and they decided they didn't like the color, so they spray painted it pink. And they didn't do it half-assed. They had to take apart the body and the casing and spray paint each individual part. And of course, it wouldn't be funny unless they screwed it up. So somehow they lost some screws, and they couldn't put it back together after they finished spray painting it. And because they're in Hong Kong, there actually happened to be a Nikon service center. And then they just filmed themselves walking up to the counter. "Hey, can you help us? We seem to have misplaced some screws. And hey, can this qualify for a warranty repair?" And no. Everyone at the counter is like, "Oh, no." They're just shaking their head. But they were nice enough to replace the screws that they lost. So they were eventually able to put it back together. But that's the kind of thing I like to see out of that show. It's really entertaining. But anyway, I think I've gone on long enough. I guess I'll talk to you tomorrow.